Yeah, so I'm happy that you're all enjoying AAB removal.
There's something wrong with the transmitter.
Sam Ashley, Ben Azarm, and with special AAB guest, this time Jim Horton. People are phoning up and wanting to know if something's wrong with the transmitter. My God, get a life, for God's sake. You know,
this is like
middle of the road. I mean, this is mainstream, man.
It is.
So get with it, Brew, for
heaven's
sake.
Pretty soon, when you call and you get put on hold, this is what you'll hear.
Yeah, I don't hear you too well, Sam.
Really? Oh, okay.
I think you better get a little closer to your mic.
Hello.
Hello, there you go.
Hello.
You can pull it over to you, you know. Get comfortable.
Hello.
So, do you want to intro the play that you're doing?
Oh yeah, this is both of these are basically work in progress. These are fairly raw and experimental at this point, but what we're trying to do is experiment with some kind of radio play ideas. And this sounds really distorted. I don't know, this, maybe it's just these headphones. But anyway, there's some dialogue here, and there's some instrumental stuff, and that's it right now. Eventually there will be other things.
Does that sound better now?
Yeah, well, no, it still sounds bad.
I don't know sort of what it is.
I wonder if we should deal with that before doing this, because it's kind of like a little bit important to this live presentation. This is live radio.
Well,
maybe I should move to that mic, huh?
Maybe you should
check it out.
Check it out, a new switch.
So this is dead air. Is that what they call it?
Well, it's what they call dead air, but you know, it's never bothered me none. Just being such a blabbermouth. Check it out. What are you doing now, Sam?
I'm experimenting with life.
I see.
Okay.
There you go. You could have why are you doing that? God, they're crossing the mics now. Nothing like
this is so wonderful. Oh, this sounds a little bit better.
It's a little bit better.
Maybe
yeah.
It's just my mind.
Maybe it is.
Or these headphones.
Maybe it is.
Both.
So.
Okay, I guess we're ready.
Yeah, this sounds a heck of a lot better.
Okay.
I think it was something to do with our headphones. I'm just turning knobs here, headphone knobs,
at
and
random.
Now everything sounds better.
Sounds better, I guess. Yes, it sounds much better, as a matter of fact.
You know what it was? It's just the headphone
things.
That's not what the folks on the radio are hearing. They're hearing
thank God.
Total dulcet tones. And
oh,
now they're
wonderful.
Just on the edge of their beds or whatever. So, do you want to talk about the Fat A-List?
Well, I don't know what to say about it exactly. This is the first one. It's called the Fat A List. Maybe we'll talk after or something like that, because I can't think of anything to say about it.
All right. So is this a radio premiere?
Indeed, a world premiere.
A world premiere, okay.
Work in progress.
Work in progress. I think I said that, actually. But it's wise to say it again.
Would you consider untwisting those now? I don't know. The mics.
Cause putting him back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'll be sitting in
the
one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. We're just going to do a little shift here, and you're going to be
make
hearing
some thumping noises. Oh, this is much better.
Yeah.
So whatever you did,
I'm
you fixed it.
Absolutely.
Or something.
So thrilled with myself, I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. So this is the Fat A List by AAB Removal, Sam Ashley, and Ben Azarm.
Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Very crude.
Very interesting.
The first experiment.
Gosh. So you guys both wrote that?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Very crude.
Very interesting.
The first experiment.
Gosh. So you guys both wrote that?
Yeah, well, we plagiarized it, you might say. I mean, it's completely automated, the whole process of like where all the stuff comes from and stuff. Oh, damn, my watch just broke. Anyway,
good timing, though.
Yeah, but what was I going to say? Oh, you have to imagine that with like a lot of sound effects and of course the all-important laugh track.
Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah. I really like the soundtrack, though. Is that an AAB removal composition?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How's that happening? Is it like a constant playing real time? Or
no, it's MIDI, you know, like MIDI, like sort of automatic MIDI stuff.
Yeah.
Some strange
it's so,
processes that make these MIDI tracks.
It's so medieval, though.
Medieval.
I really got into... or Baroque or something. I mean, I got into some kind... more medieval, actually. I got into some kind of, like, a Monteverdi loop. Like, the early, you know, Orfeo and Orfeo, those early, early operas, Eurydice and all that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, well, I felt like I was in some kind of...
medieval time.
Yeah, I really did. I really, somehow... Or the Playboy... Fable of the Month. It's like a cross between, you know, Orfeo and that, you know, something like that. So I'm Barb. You're listening to KPFA. This is the Crack of Dawn. Ben Azarm and Sam Ashley from AAB Removal are on the show tonight. And they're also part of their one half of the Cactus Needle Project, which also includes Jim Horton and Bob. Is it Gonzalez or
Gonzalez.
I just know him as Gonzo, but, you know, the majority, you know, the world at large has to know him as Robert Gonzalez. And they're the Cactus Needle Project, and they're playing at the lab tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
And we have an example of some of that music, which is completely different, by the way, in case you didn't like that.
We have some Cactus,
or in case you did, it's something else to love.
Let's think on the positive side.
Yeah, let's look at it on the positive side. And the... Cactus Needle will be playing in tape form pretty soon. Well, in a little, just a matter of a couple short hours. And then tomorrow night, live.
So what are we going to listen to something now, or am I going to be asking you embarrassing questions about your dreams and such?
Oh, we could go on to the next...
I just saw a really sickly smile on Ben's face, so I guess we better move right along.
No, that's okay. That's okay. We
could move on to the next live one, because it's so hard to do. I mean,
it's
not very hard to do at all. It's actually really easy to do, but it's hard mentally.
Well, where's the where's the cassette of the next live one?
Oh, it's in the same machine.
It's queued up.
And is it in there now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's right on the same side and everything. I see. My.
We tried to make it as easy as we could.
My.
This is live radio, after all.
So is that what we're going into now?
Yeah, and then and then we can talk and unwind and stuff.
Unwind, and then we'll do take some call-ins, I think.
Yes.
So get ready. I know there's people calling because some people think erroneously that this is Over the Edge night. Now, you should know by now that this has been
five years
we're looking at. I mean, you know, guys or gals. It's mostly, I have to say, in defense of my own sex, that it's not the gals that make the mistake. It's always these bewildered guys that are phoning up saying, like, what about where's Over the Edge? You know, now the first Thursday of the month is Crack of Dawn time. So, you know.
A learning experience.
I hate to keep saying it, but get a life. Yeah, a learning experience. So, what should we do? We're going to do the what are you whispering about?
My watch is broken. We're going to have a hard time doing the timings on the next
one. Well, there's that one.
We'll have to use the clock.
There's pretty intricate timing on these things. To the second.
It'll be okay if it's off time.
It'll be very okay.
So is that what we're going to do now?
Yes, if
okay,
we may.
So we're going to... what's the name of this one now?
It's called Claps and Lectures.
Okay.
Another award-winning world premiere
experiment.
Could you
wait 15 seconds? Actually, 10 seconds?
Sure.
But we have to talk. There can be no dead air.
Well,
yeah, there can be dead air.
6 seconds now.
An ad for a Chevrolet or something.
5 seconds. Now.
So that was AAB removals. What's it called? Claps
and lectures.
Claps and lectures. It's great. Visitate, visitamore. You're listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. This is Crack O' Dawn.
In Rome.
I'm Barb in Roma. Sam Ashley, Ben Azarm from AAB Removal are here in the studio. And they're one half of Cactus Needle Project. Which also includes Jim Horton, Bob Gonsalves, and that's playing at the lab. I didn't tell you where the lab is. It's 1805 de Visadero. 1807 de Visadero at the corner of Bush. And the phone number for more information there is 415-346-4063. And last night there was there's a wonderful series there called Earshot. And last night we had the privilege of hearing Letitia Tsunami do a continuing version of What Happened, a text by Melody Sumner. It's just so provocative and funny and sexy and witty and everything. And she was just like totally fitted out with sensors on her shoes and belt and glove, and it was pretty wonderful. And October 11th at Contemporary Music Players, SF Contemporary Music Players, are doing a wonderful work by Morton Feldman called For Frank O'Hara, among other things. And that's Monday, October 11th. And for more info, that's at the Green Room. I just love those concerts, actually, and the museum on Van Ness. And for more information, call 415-252-6235. I'm kind of hoarse, you know.
Uh-oh.
And then this, Yerba Buena Center is opening in October 29th and 30th. Fabulous weekend interplay, weekend of performances, pairs improvisational music, dance, interactive electronic media, and Letitia Tsunami, Bob Ostertag, Fred Frith, George Lewis, Stellar cast, Chris Brown, William Wynant, Larry Oakes of Room. And for more information on that, call Center for the Arts, Yerba Buena Gardens, 415-512-1000. And that's the new Center for the Arts at 701 Mission, which is right at 4th and Mission, I believe, or 3rd and Mission. So the number for that is 415-512-1000. It's a huge kind of gala opening. Awesome. And Saturday night, Frank Moore is doing one of his fabulous shamanistic rituals. Go if you dare. It's called Passion Quest. And it's in Oakland at Passion Flower, which is an adult bookstore for Yosemite Avenue, right off Piedmont Avenue near MacArthur. And for more information, call 510-601-7750. And the Frank Moore shows are always very interactive and very, very provocative. These boys are looking at each other with knowing looks, because I just recently did something at, where was it, at Ashkenaz?
Yeah.
And that was his kind of his cafe act, his cabaret act.
Right.
And this is more like
karaoke.
This is more like the cave, the ritual cave. It's pretty exotic. It's really kind of, actually it's pretty interesting.
Cool.
So it's all night ritual performance. So be prepared for whatever. And bring blankets and or mats to sit on. And you can bring your clothes.
Other
or bring your clothes or don't bring your clothes, whatever. Let's see what's happening at Mills now. Mills College in October, what's happening? Oh, yes. Saturday, October 30th, is Mills College Didgeridoo Ensemble, directed by Toyoji Tomita. Now in its sixth year, the ensemble performs original compositions on this ancient Australian Aboriginal instrument with voice, percussion, and Celtic harp. And that's a must. That Didgeridoo Ensemble is really also interesting. I actually have not heard them perform, have you? So this
Never.
Is free. It's in the concert hall Saturday night, October 30th, which is, about 4 weeks from Well, the 9th to the...
Like three weeks.
3 weeks, yeah. So, lots of stuff happening, and make sure and get out to the lab. Well, I'll be there. So, you'll see me there. I'm short and kind of fake blonde and gray and brown and whatever. And I'm kind of short, right? Don't say anything more. They're just laughing. God, you boys.
I like how you said fake.
Fake. Well, what would you say it is, Ben?
Artificial.
He's a scientist.
And are we doing Collins now?
Sure.
And then we're doing Collins, and then we're going to have a longish piece. Is this, are we going to put the longish piece on?
Yeah, we were going to put, after Collins, we were going to put Cactus Needle on. This is a piece that we did in New York. We took on tour to New York and other places. And do you have the name? Because I can't ever remember. That's a long name.
I can look it up.
From memory. But basically, we're not going to do that yet, though, right? We're going to do Collins.
No, we're going to do Collins.
There, especially if this person who called in, who's a bee removal expert.
Oh, someone.
There's somebody who called in, apparently, who's actually an expert bee remover, and we'd be very interested in talking to him or her.
So let's get this call in going. I never remember from month to month how to do it. So let's crank everyone up here, get it all on, and see if we're going to get it. It's actually going to come out. Okay, now let's see. I do here.
It works.
This is hyper twisted. This is amazing.
Uh-oh, it's that guy.
Especially the last piece.
I it's wish that
you
guy.
Had, the only thing I could add to it is you need a larger chorus with it. But
yes. Well, this is coming, you know. This is the very first experimental version. It'll have lots of sound effects and laugh tracks, so you have to imagine these things.
Why do I believe that?
You know, I don't know what I did, how I got you on here. Let me see if I can get you off now. Could you stay on and keep talking?
I was asleep. I woke up and I was on the phone all of a sudden.
Okay, now I know what it is. All right.
The AAB.
Now let me just keep talking. I want to see if I'm going to turn you off. Keep talking. Oh yeah. Okay. I'm just experimenting. All right. So do you are you like aroused?
Hyper aroused. I'm hyper aroused.
Oh good.
Oh good. I like the listeners.
By the way, this cough button works. Isn't that so nice?
I'm afraid to go to sleep. I'm afraid to fall asleep. I don't know what kind of dreams I'm going to have after having listened to this. But all I can say is I'd highly recommend anyone who's brave enough.
Oh.
No, who's brave enough to go to the Cactus Needle.
Oh, we better. Let me just interrupt to give people the phone number to call us here. It's area code 510-848-4425.
And you're not fat.
I never said I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thanks a lot. God, idiot. Total idiot, man. I said I'm short.
Short. That's the
with
word.
Fake, artificial blonde hair.
That's true.
But I was thinking that I was fat, but I didn't say it. Maybe I said it.
He must have dreamed.
He's off now. Did you get off?
He was so embarrassed.
Because I called him an idiot?
No, by
he
his
just
phone
call.
How did he get off?
He hung up.
He got tired.
He went to bed. He went back to sleep.
So give us a call, 510-848-4425, and you're not an idiot.
No, of course not.
He's not an idiot. Just my way, my mean way of talking.
Of being.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and
try. I would.
Okay. So do give us a call. What did you dream last night?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
I don't remember. In fact, I don't remember if I don't think I've dreamed in a long time.
Really?
No.
You must have. You just don't remember it.
Maybe. I've been kind of busy, so.
Well, that has nothing to do with
it's
it.
It's probably.
That's why. Ridiculous.
No.
I've been busy. I mean.
Too busy to remember.
Oh, yeah.
To use my mind.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't dream anyway very much, you know. I don't think.
What did you dream about last night?
Didn't dream.
couple of active talkers.
What's your
here.
Favorite color?
It changes from month to month.
What's your favorite color today?
Red.
What's your favorite color today?
Red.
Another award.
What did you eat today?
Had some wonderful soup. Oh, man.
What kind of soup?
We went to a German restaurant where they had only Italian food and English beer. Oh, wow.
What restaurant was that?
The Dusseldorf something or other.
Where was it?
It was in San Francisco near the lab because we were setting up, you know.
Oh, yeah. So
this is not an ad for them necessarily.
No. You're allowed to talk about places.
It just happened to be where we went.
So it was good soup?
It was actually very good soup.
Did you like the soup?
Massive, yes.
Massive soup. It was very massive. Large.
Did you eat anything else?
Salad.
Is that what you had,
yes.
too?
Yes.
Do you always eat the same thing?
Massive.
No, we had different salads and different soups. And so did Doc, Bob Gonzalez.
Uh-huh.
He had something else. In fact, we each had salad and soup. But different salads and different soups. It's such a strange world.
Right.
Huh.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, if we're not getting any more callers, we're just going to crank up this thing. So
sounds
we're
good to
sleep.
Me. I wish the bee remover would call.
Oh, yeah. Just as we were walking in this morning, a real bee remover apparently called.
As opposed to us.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, now I'm getting aroused. Different salads and different soups.
Wow.
There's something about that that I can't explain it.
Oh.
I'm going to have to... Do you know a good therapist?
Therapist?
Maybe I should, you know... I guess I should only go if it's troubling me that I get aroused when people have different salads and different soups.
Maybe it would be wise.
Didn't you think for a moment that this was a member of the Cactus Needle Project?
I thought it could. No, I didn't actually.
I did for one moment.
Really? Oh.
I thought it was Mr. Horton, but it's not.
For one moment.
It's Ed Stress.
Barb is on it. She's on it. She's right there. and it's good that she's not large because she's on it, and it would be smaller if she was. And I know she's not.
That's large. Why we love her.
Good answer, Ed. Good answer.
That's not why we would love her if she was a tall, large woman with artificially black hair.
We would.
We would. I would.
Good answer, Sam.
I can only speak. Well, I can't.
Collectively.
I can only speak for myself.
He can only speak from his imagination.
You can speak for
too,
me
because he has never viewed me, which
you
is
can
the
speak
best
for Ben.
Way. It's the best way to. The best way to know me is through the radio medium, wouldn't you think?
I would say so, because your show is the best show on radio.
Well, it's kind of hard to compare things that you haven't been, you know.
But the very best.
If I could only speak for you.
You could speak for anybody.
Then therapy would be a strange, I would just come in with your problems.
That's
that
okay.
An interesting way to do it, though, actually.
Sure.
But then would you get better or would I?
Better than what?
That's... even more of a question.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Very scientific.
I mean, if you ask too many questions, then do you ask any questions at all?
I do. I think.
Are you following me?
Uh-huh. Of course. Clearly. Absolutely.
Then I know what that feeling is in the back of my neck.
I don't, actually.
Well,
keep
changing. It's like jelly on a tree.
Uh-huh.
I mean, nailing.
Mailing?
Nailing jelly to a tree.
Or mailing jelly.
Mailing jelly to a tree.
Mailing jelly to a tree.
What's the address? The third tree? So...
Are you a bee remover by chance? A professional bee remover, I mean?
I'm a bee remover.
A bee remover?
Yeah, I remove bees.
That's interesting.
Someone was at my house today installing a water filter for a water tap and at the same time for an ice maker, and his name is D. I just thought I'd
that's
let
really odd.
I got him together with a D remover. Actually, I used to raise bees when I was a child, so I'm a bee.
So you probably know how to remove bees.
Well, I'm a bee.
When push comes to shove.
I'm a bee unremover.
Unremover, this is true. You're a bee attractor, probably.
But I like unremover better because it's the double negative, you know.
Yeah.
It's a resonance.
This is true.
A bee attractor. Well, actually, bee growers as they're called.
Bee growers?
Growers.
That's an amazing
really?
Idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are not, try not to be a tracker. That's a very bad thing to be.
But are they necessarily the same people who do bee removing for a living, or are they?
Not usually. Well,
these are specialists,
I mean,
in other words.
We have bee experience.
Uh-huh. Bee movies we have, too. But do
I just thought of bee movies at the same time. That was so funny. I was trying to figure out how to work it in, but you didn't bother with trying to.
I don't ever bother with those things. Yeah. I just blurt it out. But, you know, bee removing is a specialty, in other words. People actually only do that?
Oh, yes.
Like
yes.
8-10 hours a day?
Well, actually, most bee removers are actually bee growers because they remove them to where they're growing. But some of them get
to their lab.
They'll get tired of having extra bees around. And
like, then they have to remove them.
Kill them.
No, really? You're kidding. That's so cruel.
Well, it's a cruel world, you know.
People
who remove things do have that streak.
I see. That's a good point.
Or many, I should say. I don't know.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but that would make sense.
We got to take another call.
Okay.
Well, have a nice month.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on KPFA.
Now, everything was fine. I was complimenting Barbara. And the next thing I knew, my call was switched to, like, I guess it was a TV shopping network, and they were selling golden bee necklaces.
Really?
Okay, I'm just going to go to bed. I'm going to turn the radio off. I'm going to
start all over.
Wrap some aluminum foil around my head and just pull the cover.
We bought a barbecue.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm hanging up now.
A big one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We're like such yuppies. It's unbelievable. A big, big sunbeam barbecue. And then I really thought, well, first we wanted a Weber, you know, like the round one. But then we went to the store. Okay, we went to Target. And they had, all they had, because it's the end of the season, right? They didn't have one Weber, right? Which I didn't really want to get anywhere. I just wanted this little cheesy hibachi. Yeah. That's what I want. Because I know you're agreeing with me, right? Because you like the cheesier stuff,
absolutely,
the better, right? Yeah. But I didn't get it, okay? So luckily, they had no round Webers. They had one, like, sort of rectangular sunbeam, like kind of a copper-looking thing called sunbeam. And the only sunbeam I know is like a vibrator or... like a blender, right?
But a blender, right?
Yeah. So
square because it's sort of been dropped a few times?
No. Reduced, okay, 60 originally, reduced to 28. So I didn't know whether to get it or not. And then then my husband said, well, you know, a Weber is just, we were in really bad moods because it was so stupid. We felt like, here we are, these real yuppies buying a barbecue for our patio, right? I don't know why
I'm
this
so
story.
Impressed that you have a patio so fast. I can't believe it. I was only like a couple of weeks ago that I was at your house, and you barely had a chair, and now all of a sudden you have a new patio? This is amazing.
So, anyway, he said, well, let's get it because having the Weber is such a cliche, we may as well get this. But then I felt, this is the end of the story. We're driving past, we're in East Oakland, and we're driving past literally a little shack, and guess what? Right outside is our exact barbecue. Well, I was so happy.
The end. Another special radio play live on the same very show.
Well,
it's too bad we didn't have instrumental music along with it.
There's some stuff better a cappella.
Could anyone recite that in Italian now?
Weber.
I woke up thinking I was in northern Italy somewhere.
Isn't it funny that you phoned? Because when they said that they were at a German restaurant and they ate Italian food, I swear, this guy takes me to Italy. This guy takes, he's a Barb.
This guy on the phone here?
This guy on the phone, I meet him in Germany, right? And he said, Barb, we're going to Italy. He takes me to northern Italy. Okay, they have lira, fine. They're going like Sieg Heil. They're like talking German. And like maybe you have a ravioli. But I said, thanks a lot. I thought you were taking
but
like
But they didn't
Venice
have English beer,
something.
I don't think.
No, it was Italian beer.
Barbara, but it was like,
I was slightly nervous about going because I didn't speak any Italian at all. And Barbara said, "Don't worry, I know un poco or whatever. we'll be fine." And we get there, and we spoke German the whole time.
Yeah. And I kept saying, "Thanks a lot," just like when he took us to Angel Heart. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
I'm going to hang up. And
okay, good night. Thanks for calling.
Groovy AAB removal. And oh,
wonderful. Wonderbar.
Thanks.
Bye.
Good night. Good nick.
Give us a call at 510-848-4425.
We'll talk about the end of the world, which is apparently coming.
Really? When?
There's a guy on TV. Do you watch that guy who says it's coming in September, next September? He's really disgusting. It's very funny.
It's not Gene Scott,
no,
is it?
No, it's this other guy.
What channel?
Oh, whatever those are, 60-something, rather. Yeah. It's pretty, it's funny, but also, you know, you have to be careful not to watch it too much. It's kind of insidious.
Your music is changing, you know, from the last time. Well,
mm-hmm. Well, this is some new experiments.
I'm really enjoying this.
And by the way,
melodic.
Yeah, this is it's a new sort of thing. I mean, yeah. We're sort of experimenting with this. And actually, what we want to try and do is expand on this whole dialogue business and make it a lot more exotic than that. Mm-hmm. And add other elements so that it'd be performance. Basically, these are performance pieces in the very earliest stages. Have more people and a lot more sound effects is something we have high on our list, of course, and the laugh track. But basically, to have a lot more going on, sort of variety happening. And this music, some of it might conceivably be played because we have, you know, we've actually created these things, I guess you could say algorithmically, the musical part. The other part is based on a whole process that's sort of algorithmic in a sense, but involves plagiarism. The instrumental, the MIDI stuff does not. I mean, it's derived automatically, but from other kinds of processes. And the way we use it, though, is entirely mapped out based on, it's like the concept of covering, you know, as it applies in music. Extending that broader to media in general. And what was I actually leading up to? I have no idea. But anyway, this instrumental stuff, some of it, I know what I was going to say. That's because of this melodic business and because of the way it's composed, since we have it all in the computer in the form of MIDI stuff, it would be very easy to print it out and in more or less standard notation. Be very interesting and funny to have people playing these parts.
Oh yeah, that could really live. Be transcribed.
We think that Ben
easily.
Will probably play the clarinet in
easily.
Our next performance.
Yeah.
Incidentally, we're looking for a clarinet. If anybody out there has a clarinet they'd like to donate to AAB removal, I'm serious. Like a old one that sort of doesn't serve their purposes anymore. We would love to have. You could. Contact Barb's show.
Yeah, just call. You can write to me, care of KPF, it's Barb, Crackodon, care KPFA, 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way. And 1929 is the year that Martin Luther King Jr. was born. So that's a good way of remembering it. Berkeley, 94704. So we got a caller. Let's take another call. Hello, you're on the air. Oops. Guess we don't. Okay. You still have a little more time to call. 510-848-4425. Hello, you're on the air.
Well, I know one bee removal trick.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You spray them with sugar water. Isn't that sweet?
Are you serious?
Isn't that sweet?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And then what do they do?
They
rushing off in order to jump in the lake and try and wash the sugar water.
They become extremely calm.
Really?
And then what you have to do is you have to move very slow, about 1 mile per hour, and you have to take a brush.
And sort of brush them into a bag?
They're usually, they'll be in a swarm, as they call it, and you'll just brush
them. You mean the bees, they call it that?
Yeah.
You brush them into a box.
The bees call.
And as long as you get the queen, they'll all follow the queen.
Right.
So that's,
and then you have to bribe the queen.
That's your tip for amateur beer.
However, if
don't
one of
try
these,
this at home.
Don't try this at home.
Hey, did you hear the very first AAB removal piece with special guest Jim Horton? Yeah, and
I think that was the wrong side of the tape. That's my guess.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's one point of view.
The people were phoning to say, ask if we were having transmitter difficulties. Yeah. Did you know that?
Yes, I heard that.
We were really tickled about that.
Well, I was just reading the story about, it was in File 13, a wonderful fanzine, and the editor was talking about playing some Quivalas music on his radio station in the East Coast somewhere, and he said he always got calls, people wondering if the transmitter was melting down.
This is a good sign. It's good to be part of this crowd.
People somehow know in their heart what it sounds like when the transmitter is melting down.
Yeah, this is true.
I don't know how they know, but...
Maybe they don't know.
No, they don't know, obviously.
We should try it. We should...
Melt the transistor,
what do you call those things? 59,000 watts, but a small little transmitter, we should try it sometime.
So are you ready for Cactus Needle Project tomorrow night, Jim? This is Jim Horton.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another member of the Cactus Needle Project.
Oh, yeah. I have my life highly simplified. I play a CD player.
I heard about that. That's fascinating.
Very nicely, too.
Yeah.
I know that.
I think it was providential that your pewter broke down.
Yeah, I think so, because that's...
Yeah.
I actually
it's
had
like
my
so
little
brilliant.
Heart set on Jim playing that
CD. I'm
going
to bring my remote control, see if I can kind of lean back and play it.
It was a lucky stroke,
that's
as far
great.
As I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's too bad for Jim.
Oh, there's so many computers now.
This is true.
They're like...
Yeah.
You'll find
practically
one.
Practically in the underbrush.
Oh, sure.
This is the computer center of the world.
What did you eat tonight for dinner?
I ate cheese sandwiches with pickles and ketchup.
Oh, pickles, my favorite food.
Sam and I once had a picnic on the beach. We hadn't seen each other in a few years, and we ate a pickle on the beach, didn't we?
I don't remember this,
yeah.
But I'm sure it's true.
It's really weird beach.
Yeah?
Yeah, really strange, sort of... Near the marina in
oh,
San
it's
Francisco,
a bottle of champagne and a big pickle.
Yeah,
is that true?
Bottle
I think
of champagne
I remember that.
And a big pickle.
You know,
I do vaguely
I went and I bought this, like, gallons worth of pickles. It's just a strange store in Berkeley.
A gallon of pickles by the gallon.
It's like industrial foods and janitorial supplies on the corner of University and San Francisco.
I've seen this place.
Is that how Kenneth actually injured his back?
Eating industrial food?
It's like moving your sacks of rice? Because you go shopping once a year, right?
Oh, more often.
Oh, really?
I phoned his place of work. I phoned someone.
And he was down?
And
for
he
the
was down. He was
of
out.
Moving
and
sacks of
one
rice.
Of the other people, one of his colleagues said, well, you know, he has this friend. He's out and he's in terrible pain because he has this friend who shops once a year. And you know he has a bad back, and he's been toting these 100-pound bags of rice for
wow. 25 or 30 pounds. Although there were several of them.
I really, Jim, I keep saying this, but I think you ought to get the food people to just deliver to your house. You know, like
a novel approach.
You see those guys with those hand trucks, and they kind of stop in front of the store and sort of wheel it.
What are they? Rack jobbers.
Yeah, those guys.
Just have them bring the bread truck
right to your door.
Excellent point.
What about sex? Does Cactus Needle Project have groupies?
Groupies?
We'll see.
We don't know.
Do you want to have groupies?
Sure.
Do you want to?
Sure.
What would you do?
Oh, God. This is supposed to be family radio.
We'd play beautiful music for them.
Nice. Sounds wonderful. Who's creaking?
I'm moving the styrofoam, excuse me.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
No, I'll stop.
That's fine.
Hey, I want to hear some more music.
Well, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
I guess
we'll stop the Collins now.
All right.
They're just pouring in. I can't keep up with the volume here.
I'll see ya.
Good night.
510. Good night. 510-848-4425. Couple more minutes. So
it was
are we
active last time we were on your show.
Yeah. Well, what was it?
They must have gotten used to us.
Yeah.
No, nobody likes us anymore.
They probably, you know, are so overwhelmed by the radio shows that they just, like, are stunned into total submission and silence and wonderment. And
well, they're amazed that that we would be taking a new and daring direction in the area of theater. And
if anyone has any comments.
Yes, you could make insulting remarks.
Yeah,
even
feel free.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
We would. We would like to take a call.
510-848-4425. Are you giving away anything?
No. I was looking at the wall. All kinds of announcements about what to say and what not to say.
Help. Look at that one.
Where?
Help.
I don't see that one. Over, behind there. Oh.
Is there anything more that you want to say? About Ben? You've been very taciturn.
That's right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Negatory rubber duck. I'm just laying back laughing. I love it.
Oh, how wonderful.
And I don't have to pay any more dues until the year 2000 to KPFA.
Well, we never ask people to...
I'm not paying my property taxes, and I'm sure they're not going to pay any income taxes.
Hey.
Bye.
Good.
Thanks
Good night.
For
Thanks for calling.
510-848-4425. Call and tell us what
nice
you think
call.
About,
Maybe she was an actual bee remover.
AAB remover. I love hearing women calling me, too. It's really nice. I mean, not that I don't like boys calling
by
me,
by the way,
but I'm really happy when gals call. So, being a gal myself.
Indeed.
You know.
Short with kind of artificial blonde hair.
So
then, we're going to take this piece on tour. Can you believe it? We're actually not ready, but we are ready. I mean, in other words, we have a lot of work to do, but...
Which piece would that be?
Both of these, and even a third, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the spring, we're going back east, easterly. To perform some of these things, so we have a lot of new elements to add. You know,
that's great.
Performance oriented
mm-hmm.
stuff to
well,
make
like
it more exotic
keeps
and
you
more
off
complex.
The streets.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it certainly does keep us busy. That's for sure.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, I think that a happy life is a life in which you're doing work that you like to do.
Oh, this
and
is
I
true.
Think it's the only answer to everything. And then everything else falls into place.
This is true.
Yeah.
How philosophical.
Yeah. But it's true. It's so simple.
It is true. And so this has been, it's truly wonderful to have the opportunity to explore these strange new directions for AAB removal. Those of our fans who are used to our more noise-oriented things. Uh-oh.
I'm just putting on the other one.
Oh, I see. She's busy doing something. So now we are experiencing dead air, except that I'm blabbing, so that's good.
Well, you might want to announce the name of the...
The name of the Cactus Needle piece. Oh, okay, of course. This is the piece that we did live at Merkin Hall in New York City, and it's the Cactus Needle Project playing 602-T2-6-0-W-J-B-T-2-S-I-M-O-N-E-6-1-6-T-2-3-2-4-T-2. Recorded live.
Dropped a few times?
No. Reduce, okay, 60 original.